Welcome to The Visionary Mother, a podcast for the mother who sees business and life for what it can become and is ready to make it happen. I am your host, Kristen Laffrey. As a mindset and business coach, I support visionary mothers just like you to monetize their gifts, to create consistent impact and income, to create a life that feels deeply activated and aligned. Join me in these episodes where we dive into solidifying your foundations, aligning your mindset, and simplifying your strategy so that you can create growth in your business without sacrificing yourself or your family in the process. If you know you are here for something bigger and you are ready to bring it to life, then you are exactly where you're meant to be. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome to this week's podcast episode. This is going to be such a valuable topic that I'm deep diving into today. And the reason I want to be talking about this topic is because I feel there's this misconception in the online space that getting clients is purely just about creating content and posting content online. And I see this so often where women are so consumed by creating content that's the activities they're taking within their business to be able to get clients. And I want to talk about this today and break this down because generating content within your business doesn't necessarily mean that you're generating clients. And so I want to deep dive into this today because this is a process, obviously, that I support my clients through, particularly in terms of the Mother Mind, which is my business academy, which is really laser focused about building these foundations within your business and the strategies that are going to support you to attract clients and grow your business. And so this is a really big part in that, building those foundations within your business, but also implementing those strategies and executing those strategies within your business to be able to get clients. Right? Because this is how you generate income. This is how you create impact. And so you want to be in this place in your business where you're creating this consistency in terms of attracting clients. And so right now, whether you're looking to get your first client or you're looking to book out your business, I really hope that this gives you a prompt to connect with where am I spending time within my business right now? Because like I said, what I see for so many women is their focus is on generating content. Right, creating social media posts every single day. And this is where they spend all of their time that they're not actually focusing on getting clients. And so it's so important, firstly, for you to be connected to what do you want to create within your business? How many clients do you want to attract every single week or every single month, whatever that looks like for your business? But it's important for you to know what are you working towards? What are you building? And so for some of my clients, particularly clients that are doulas, say, for example, they're looking to get maybe 3-4 clients a month, right? And then I have clients that are sleep consultants that are looking to maybe get like 4-5 clients every single week. And so it's really down to your business model, how your business is structured, and how many clients you need to attract every single week or month to grow your business. But it's so important for you to focus on this in terms of how many clients am I trying to attract? What is the goal I want to create in terms of income? Because we want to ensure that you're actually generating those clients, right? Because like I said before, you can want to serve people, you can spend time in the background of your business, but if you're not attracting clients, then it's important to connect to this and understand what do I need to shift to be able to do that. And so, like I said, one of the biggest misconceptions I see in terms of online business is this misconception that generating content alone is what is going to get you clients. And I think being in the online space and running an online business, what you see so often is the front end marketing for someone's business, right? And I say this all the time because I think it's really easy to look at someone else's business and think that you know what's happening within their business, how they're getting clients, how they're growing their business. And so often what we see is that we can't actually see that because what goes on behind the scenes is actually what supports them in getting clients. And so if you're looking at another business right now and you're seeing that they're getting constant flow of clients coming into their business, what you're probably connecting that to is the fact that they're posting content every single day or 4 or 5 times a week, right? But maybe there's that consistency there in terms of their marketing and you're making the assumption that that is what is driving their clients. And so I want to break this down today because I want you to really connect to this, because if you're spending so much time creating content within your business, but that isn't necessarily converting to clients, it's important to connect to this. And we're having a conversation within the Mother Mind and really about this focus in terms of how am I getting clients within my business? Like, this is such an integral question to ask yourself, because this is what is going to allow you to connect with this on a deeper level. And this is what I want to dive into today, because if you're asking yourself that question and your answer is that you're posting on social media 4 or 5 times a week, I really encourage you to connect to this, because there are so many different elements to attracting clients and growing your business that sit outside just creating content. And so a trap that I see so many business owners caught in is that they're trying to create more and more content for social media. They're spending more and more time refining their messaging to post on social media, but they're spending all of the time within their business on marketing and creating content. And what I want you to see is that there's so much more that happens within business than preparing, creating, and posting content. And I want to share this with you, because if you haven't worked behind the scenes with a business coach and you haven't seen what it actually takes to build a business, I want to give you some insight into what is actually essential for you in getting clients outside of posting content, right? And so I really want to break this down into 5 steps and 5 key components that is worth you connecting to right now if you're not getting clients, right? But I want to firstly start with your offer, because I think this is such an essential part in your business to start with. So when I talk about foundations, a lot of the work that I support my clients with is understanding who they're serving, but what offers they're creating, what their core business offer is, and really connecting to that in terms of what am I selling here? What's the solution I'm providing to support my ideal clients with a problem they're facing right now? But your offer is such an essential part in this, and I really want to emphasize that, because you can be the best marketer ever, but if you don't have an offer that people want to buy or that they have that demand or desire for, it's really hard to convert them into a client, right? And so this is just so essential to connect with here, to understand, do I have an offer that actually connects with my audience? Because we really want to ensure that we're connecting with them and what we have to offer is actually going to serve them, and they know that that's going to serve them, right? And so having an offer that connects with your audience is essential, right? But the second piece in this that I really want to dive into today, which is really about going deeper into your content and your messaging, is that it's so important for you to understand who your ideal client is. And so what I find for a lot of people that I work with is they identify that there's a target market, right, that they're serving. And one of the things I differentiate between a lot with my clients is your target market isn't necessarily your ideal client. And the reason I say this is because it's very easy to think that if you're a postpartum doula, then your target market is, you know, women that have just become mums, or women that are pregnant and looking to become mums, right? Like, they're in that later stage of pregnancy, they're going to transition into their postpartum, and so you see them as your target market. But what is important to connect to is the type of person within that target market that you want to attract and work with. And so understanding your ideal client is essential for this, because we want to go deeper into understanding who they are, what are their challenges right now, what are the problems that they're facing, what are the symptoms that are showing up within their life, like how are they experiencing this right now, right? And so understanding your ideal client is about going really deep into this to understand who they are so that you can communicate with them. And so this is essential, because if you're creating content without actually understanding this on a deeper level, you may not be speaking to the person that you actually want to attract. And so this is where it starts in terms of creating content, really understanding who your ideal client is, because this is going to be essential in being able to generate clients, right? Knowing who you're serving, being able to speak to that person that you're serving, right? Now, the next place I want to speak to in terms of this is the importance of building trust and credibility. One of the greatest challenges I see for so many women in their business is when they're just so focused on creating content, they're not thinking about the type of content that they're actually creating, the messaging within their content that they're actually delivering. And one of the greatest gaps I see for so many women, particularly in this space of motherhood and parenting, is not focusing on building trust and credibility with your audience, because this is ultimately how you're positioning yourself and how you're positioning your brand. And for so many of the women I work with, trust is such an essential part in terms of their sales process and being able to move people into their packages. So for example, if you work in the space of, you know, maternal mental health, right? Or you work in the space of parenting in particular, or motherhood, or even if, for example, you're working in the space of sleep support, right? But your ideal client right now is potentially having some struggles in terms of shame or guilt or anything in connection to where they're at the moment. Trust is so essential for them to be able to take that step to work with you. And so right now, if you're not focusing on building that trust with your ideal clients and your potential clients within your audience, they might never make that step to work with you. And so in serving clients, one of the things we work through is building out this pathway for building trust, right? Using messaging that connects with their audience, but allows them to go deeper into establishing that safety and that trust there so that their ideal clients can take that step, book that free call, book a consult, right? To be able to work with them. And so building trust is such an essential part in this. The second piece in that is building credibility. And this is really important for your business because you want to be building credibility so that they see you have something to offer them in terms of support. And so once again, if you're not focusing on how you're positioning yourself and how you're positioning your brand, your ideal clients may not decide to work with you. And so if you're not focusing on this in terms of what is that trust and credibility required to be able to attract clients, and you're just posting content to share a specific message or educate your audience, they may never take that next step to work with you, but they may never book that free call. They may never sign up for your freebie, right? They might not book in that consult or sign up for your wait list or join your program. And so trust and credibility is such an essential part to generating clients. And so it's essential for you within your business to be focusing on these activities within your business that actually support you in building that trust and credibility. Now, the next piece in this that is so important to connect with is, are you building out pathways to get in front of the right people? And I really want to emphasize this because if you're just posting on social media, but you don't have your ideal clients within your audience, or you don't have pathways for attracting your ideal clients into your audience to nurture them and move them into your packages, then your marketing isn't going to be effective because the people aren't there. And so when we take a step back and we actually look at business, right, you need to have something that people want to buy, but then you also need to get that in front of people so they know it exists. And so this third piece here that we were just talking about, right, they need to know it exists, but then they need to have that trust in you and know that you're the credible person to invest in to make the decision to work with you, right? And so if you're not firstly getting in front of those right people, if you haven't established those pathways for getting in front of those people and moving them into your offers, then you're not going to be generating clients. And so I really want to emphasize this because it is so important to have these two pieces of the pie, right? You want to be ensuring that you're getting in front of the right people, and that's why visibility is so important. But we also want to ensure that you have the processes in place to move them into your offers when they know about you. And so building out these pathways to get in front of the right people is going to be essential for the longevity of your business. Particularly as well, if you're looking to lean into the space of working in, you know, a group program, like building a group program, launching an ongoing program, launching a course, for example, right? If you're leaning into anything in the space of like a one-to-many model where you're wanting to work with multiple people or to launch something to a greater audience, your pathways for getting in front of the right people is actually going to be more essential. And so I see this a lot with some of my clients that are very established in business, and you know, they've built their business to this beautiful place, particularly through referrals, which naturally happens over time. If you're doing a good job within your business, you're serving clients incredibly well, then naturally you're going to get clients through referrals and recommendations, right? But what I see so often is that when they then go to shift to maybe a membership or launching an online program or launching a group program, what I tend to find is that they don't have these pathways established for getting in front of more people. And so whether you're early in business or you're looking to grow your business, this is really important to connect with, because we want to ensure that you're getting in front of the right people. And the challenge these days with social media is that your reach is probably right now incredibly low. And it just is what it is, right? And I'm such a big believer that we need to look at the facts, we need to look at the statistics and understand what's happening. But the reality is, you're probably not reaching a lot of people. And so even if you have people right now within your following, you may not be reaching them, or they may not be seeing a lot of your content. And so this is why building out those pathways is really important within your business. So for most of my clients, we focus on building out probably three core pathways for getting in front of their ideal clients, because we want to ensure that we have those strategies in place to be able to reach people. Because like I said, if you're not reaching people, it doesn't matter how well you're selling or what you're selling, right? How incredible your offer is, how amazing it is in terms of how you can support clients. We need to get you in front of those people. And so this is so important to connect with. Are you reaching those people right now? Are you just generating content that is just going to your current audience, but you're not actually broadening your reach and reaching more people to move them into clients? And this is important to connect to, because like I said, this isn't just about getting your next client. For most people that I work with, you could probably get your next client right now. And that's probably a great opportunity to connect with that in terms of, how do you get a client today? And I was having a beautiful conversation with one of the women in the Mothermind in terms of the fact that she needs to book 7 discovery calls to be able to convert her clients, right? And I said to her, how do we book 7 free calls to be able to move those people in, right? And sometimes it comes back to that in terms of, where are these people? And right now you might have people within your audience, right, that you just need to move into your offers. But if you need to ensure that you have a steady flow of 7 clients booking free calls, that's important to connect to. How am I ensuring that I'm getting in front of enough people so that they can book the free calls, so that they can book into the consults, right? So how are you building out your pathways to get in front of the right people? Because like I said, if you're not doing this right now, you're holding yourself back from maybe just not your next client, but that sustainable flow of clients there and that consistency there in terms of attracting clients and creating consistent income. So the fifth piece in this, and the final piece I really want to speak to, is the importance of your sales process that you're executing. So like I said before, we can see the messaging and the marketing on the front end of someone's business, but what you don't actually see is the sales process that happens behind the scenes. And so this is important to connect with, because we want to understand, what are the processes you have in place to move people into your packages? And so one of the key things for me that I refer to this as is your client journey. What are those stepping stones that you're supporting your clients through to move into your core package or your core offering? And so building out your sales process is essential for this, because what we want to do is we want to create safety within this decision-making process so that your ideal clients continue to move closer and closer towards you so that they're working with you. Now, one of the beauties of having a client journey is that we can check in and connect to, is there movement happening right now within my business? Because say, for example, you're just marketing to get people into your session or your consult or your package. What I find so often with people is they don't know whether there's people engaged within their audience. They don't know if there's people that are taking steps to work with them. And it's hard to gauge whether you have an engaged audience and a warm audience, right? And so when you have a client journey, you can continue to move people along this journey consistently. And so for a lot of my clients, we build out this client journey to ensure that we're creating safety within that decision-making process. So all their ideal clients have to do is take one small step and another small step and another small step, right? And those small steps will ultimately lead into their core offering. And so this is so essential within your business. And this is what you can't see behind the scenes in people's business, is what does that client journey look like? And so your sales process then is how you move people through this journey. And a really big part of this is your messaging. You could have email marketing campaigns. There's different processes that you could implement that ensure that people are moving through this process, right? But this is really important to connect to, because if there's a gap within your sales process and you're not moving people through this process, you're going to have a halt there where people aren't actually moving into your offers. And so a perfect example of this is the importance of your follow-up process, right? I see so often women that book discovery calls, but there's no follow-up process there to actually move them into their offers. And so this is what I want you to see, is that if you don't know what your client journey is and you don't have clarity around this sales process, you might have people that are reaching a point within your process where they're no longer taking that next step forward. And so what we want to ensure with your business is that those clients that you want to be generating are people that are coming into your space. You're taking them through this client journey and creating this safety to continue to support them through this decision-making process. And so right now, if you don't have that, right now, if you're posting on social media asking people to book a free call via the link in your bio, or to book into one of your packages, or whether you've launched a new offer and you've just put it out there and asking for people to sign up, your client journey is probably where you need to focus. And so really coming back to this and connecting to this in terms of, do I have a sales process for moving people into my offers? Do I have this client journey that creates safety for my ideal clients to make the decision to work with me? Because this is one of the greatest gaps I see for clients. Not having this sales process, not having this client journey, and not being really clear on what actually supports people to move through each stage of the process. And so right now, if you're spending all your time creating content, right, every single week creating new content, if that is your focus, I really want to connect you to this, because there is so much more that happens to generate clients, and particularly a consistent flow of clients, right? Like I said, this isn't just about getting your next client. If you really wanted your next client, you could probably get it today. But this is about creating consistency there in terms of being able to continue to generate clients. And this is where I want you to focus in terms of your business. And I say this all the time, that it's not just about the next step. It's not just about the next client. What it's really about is creating those strong foundations and those repeatable strategies within your business that create consistency. Because what we ultimately want within the business is to create this flow where it feels like clients are coming into your world, right? Like you're reaching new people, they're coming in, you're building up this trust and credibility, right? You're moving them through the client journey. But that's important to connect with, because it's not just about getting in front of one person. It's not just about creating that bit of content and hoping that that content is going to be the thing that changes the decision for your ideal client, right? We really want to be confident in this. We want to be confident in the messaging within the content. We want to be confident within the sales process and that client journey there, because this is what is going to support you in building that sustainable business. And so, like I said, right now, if you find that so much of your time is spent creating content, firstly, it's time to simplify that, right? This shouldn't be a key part in your business, because the reality is in your business is that when you're fully booked and you're working with clients, if this isn't simplified and consistent, it's going to be really hard to continue to attract clients, right? And so we want to simplify this. We want to simplify your process for creating content. We want to simplify and streamline your strategies for getting clients so that you can serve more clients. And like I said, even if you're looking to get your first client, or you want to book out your business, or you want to launch a group program, right? This is always important to come back to, because this is what is going to support you to create that flow of clients. And so this is where I want to connect you to today. If you're sitting in this space of creating so much content and your focus every single week is on creating new content for your business, I want you to start to shift back to this place of, am I actively getting clients right now, or am I keeping busy by creating content each week? Because there truly is a key difference. And I want you to start to see that creating content is one element of being able to get clients, right? But it's essential for you to be able to execute the strategies and processes within your business that are going to generate clients. So shifting from this place of generating content to being in this place of generating clients. And I honestly believe that when you create this shift and you really recognize what you need to build within your business to create that flow of clients, this is going to change your business. This is going to change how you feel about your business, particularly if you don't like creating a lot of content. And for most of the women I see, if they're not getting clients and they're creating a lot of content and spending a lot of time there, then they don't really have this beautiful connection with content because they feel like it's such a big part of their life right now. And so creating this simplicity in terms of your marketing, creating this simplicity and repeatable strategies around creating and distributing content, but ensuring that you're doing the things that matter to be able to get clients, right? Getting in front of the right people, understanding who your ideal client is, building that trust and credibility, but having that sales process and that client journey there to support them through this decision-making process. So I hope this supports you today to create this shift. And like I said, I really want you to step out of this place of being in the depth of creating content every single day to start to recognize that a key part in this and the key reason you're creating that content is to generate clients. And so if you come back to this place of how am I actively getting clients this week, what are the actions you need to take? And if you're not sure on what they are, go back through this podcast episode, press pause and take note. Because like I said, this is how I support my clients in building out these pathways to get in front of the right people, to create this safety in terms of their client journey, to ensure that they're getting clients into their packages. So I hope this supports you today to take a step back, connect to your business and connect to what it is that you need to do today to attract more clients and grow your business. I hope you have the most incredible week and I'll speak to you soon. It has been such a pleasure having you here today. If you have enjoyed today's episode, then make sure you jump over to Instagram and tag me in a story to let me know what it is that you are going to take from this episode today to apply to your business, to start solidifying those foundations, aligning your mindset, and simplifying your strategy so that you can turn this vision for impact into the profitable and sustainable business that you know it is here to become. Have the most incredible week, and until next time, take care.